This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 14, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Missing pilot Marcus Schrenker is reportedly in police custody in Florida after generating bizarre headlines for 2 days. As ANN reported, the 38-year-old executive was facing an Indiana state investigation of 3 of his financial firms, the recent filing for divorce by his wife, and a $500,000 penalty owed to an insurance company for allegedly collecting commissions to which he was not entitled. On Sunday night, officials say he set his Piper Meridian's autopilot, bailed out over Alabama, and left the plane to run out of fuel and crash near Destin, Florida. Last night, a multi-state manhunt finally located Schrenker at a campsite near Quincy, Florida. U.S. Marshals told CNN he was bleeding profusely from deep cuts on his wrists as 20 officers approached his tent. He's now under guard at a hospital. The first of what will likely be several lawsuits has been filed against Continental Airlines following last month's takeoff crash of a Boeing 737 at Denver International Airport. Flight 1404 veered off runway 34 right during its takeoff run December 20th and was destroyed. There were no fatalities, but 38 passengers and crew members were hospitalized. Now, the Rocky Mountain News reports 25-year-old Melissa Kraft and 21-year-old Emily Pellegrini, both of Texas, are claiming the pilot negligently aborted the flight. The National Transportation Safety Board says pilots didn't attempt to abort the takeoff until 7 seconds after the plane was already off the pavement. Continental calls the lawsuit premature. Quote, "We're prepared to defend the company's actions and those of our crew," unquote. New reduced vertical separation minima, already in use to allow tighter airline traffic in Europe, are being questioned after an Armavia Airlines A320 appears to have been caught in the wake turbulence of an Emirates Airbus A380 that was flying about 1,000 feet higher this past weekend. Armenian news reports the incident happened over the former Soviet state of Georgia. The smaller plane suddenly banked sharply to the right, triggering an automatic disconnect of the aircraft's autopilot. The flight crew was able to quickly regain control, and the A320 continued on safely. Earlier research suggested wake vortices off an A380 in cruise flight are no greater than from any other heavy aircraft. We figured this was coming. AIR Incorporated reports 2008 pilot hires were less than half what they were in 2007. The slowing economy and a mid-year spike in fuel prices are among factors blamed for holding pilot hires at 6,479 for the year. That's down from 13,157 in 2007. AIR predicts just 5,000 new airline pilot jobs will open during 2009. AirTran, fortunately, will be bucking that trend. The airline says that next month it expects to call back 60 furloughed pilots in preparation for what the carrier says will be a busy summer travel season. AirTran is also hiring as many as 120 new flight attendants, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mike Best, president of the National Pilots Association, says the union is very hopeful the roughly 110 pilots still on furlough at AirTran will be recalled later this year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The KCX competition may not be back this year, or ever. Aerospace contractors lobby for space as a national priority. And SpaceX has a Falcon 9 standing vertical at Cape Canaveral. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'm joined by Experimental Aircraft Association President Tom Poberesny for a look ahead at the 4 major issues on EAA's plate for 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.